أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As we discussed yesterday, at the very initial and the onset of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was great opposition, there was great persecution. On the one hand, we found that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave Makkah Mukarramah for Abyssinia. They had to make hijrat, and even after they made hijrat, also they were not left alone in Abyssinia and Ethiopia. The Kuffar sent a delegation there to try and create a situation in which they began to say that the Sahaba and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is lying upon Allah and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they should be brought back. So there also there was no ease, there was difficulty. Those that remained behind, some of them were persecuted, and we know very famously the story of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the other Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They went through untold persecutions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his own family, they were boycotted, ostracized for a period of 3 years. Absolutely no food, no water, absolutely nothing to eat. There was no trade between the two parties, and in that way we found that after that boycott of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the weakness came in, crept in. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, becomes weak. She passes away because of that. The support of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abdul Muttalib, he goes through difficulties. He also leaves this world. And we find that the difficulties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the initial stages of the nubuwwat were such that one cannot find a parallel in the life of any human being in the history of mankind. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this announcement to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and not only to him, to the ummah, especially those that are involved in the work of da'wat, those who are involved in the work of inviting towards Allah, those who are involved in the work of deen. It is no easy task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." The difficulties that you go through now, they will be eased. "Inna ma'al usri yusra," a reiteration, and this is for emphasis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes this. That is why we will find the great ulama stating that when we look at this, really, the emphasis is a great ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that when a person reads this ayat, we will realize and understand it. If there is no ease, perchance, in this material world, definitely in the qabr, in the akhirat, the reward is tremendous. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra," that certainly with hardship there is ease. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam two commands. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you have completed, then resume your toil. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to two different aspects of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both are for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That one is this: during the day, you invite people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You interacting with people and you are trying to create the link between them and Allah. You are trying to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when the day comes to an end, then at night you will resume your toil. In other words, now you will stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Two surahs of the Qur'an Kareem speak about the day life of Nabi alayhi salam, and then obviously the night life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir." O you who's wrapped in a mantle, stand up and invite people, warn people about the akhirat, invite them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when night comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila." O you who is wrapped in a mantle, stand up now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam several commandments. One is this: stand up. Number two, recite the Qur'an-i-Kareem. Warattilil Qur'ana tartila. Number three, Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the dhikr of Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. And really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there is a link between these two. When we give da'wah to any human being, what are we really doing? We are inviting him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are trying to link him up to Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we ourselves are not linked to Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to link anyone else to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that during the day he will invite towards Allah, at night he will stand in front of Allah, at night he will cry unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this very same ummah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ila rabbika farghab. And how are you going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You towards Allah, towards your Rabb, you're going to attach yourself. In other words, with great enthusiasm you're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're going to prostrate and make sajda in front of Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala shows the very basic fundamental of da'wat and inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the great commentators of the Quran Kareem, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah for example, makes a very pertinent note that those of us who want to invite towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, then this is an integral part of our da'wat, that whilst we invite towards Allah, we need to also stand in front of Allah. We need to prostrate in front of Allah. We need to cry in front of Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.